What is it for you, though, that you decided to come back here, and your wife is from here, from White Marsh High School, and then her family and all the Eagles fans here, you're going to the biggest game, and this was a great decision by you coming.
Yeah, I mean, folks up there are definitely going crazy in Conshohocken, so I should be up there later on this evening. So, you know, every time you're there, everyone's fired up, and it's been that way all year. So to come home and, like I said, be in it for her home team, that's pretty cool.
Do you think people don't realize that it's a distraction for you guys before they even get there? I don't think people realize that you guys are booking hotel rooms with your families and how crazy it is.
Yeah, it's definitely annoying, you know, more so than anything else. But like I said, it's a great opportunity. For some people, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm fortunate that this is my second time. But, I mean, I think when you look at it, that's probably one thing that clearly the Patriots have an advantage on us is that it's like this is an every-year thing for them. So they know how to handle this very well. And I think, like I said, all logistics folks did a great job because it's done. You know, our hotels are booked, whatever flights you have to get, like the majority of that stuff is done. So we can honestly just focus on the game, but yes, it is a big stretch.
Getting you here happened swiftly from, you know, after the whole San Francisco deal. Obviously, your wife's family, but what other factors influenced your decision to come here?
I mean, like I said, I had a few other deals, other places, and more money. And so, but for me, I just wanted to take money out of it. I wanted to take everything out of it. I'm like, man, what place will I be in the best position to win? I felt like that was here. I've trust Joe Douglas, Andy a lot, and I know for them to leave an organization like Baltimore and come here for growth in their positions, I know that says a lot about this place, and everything's been exactly what I thought it was. And so to see last year they were a pretty good team, especially in the start, to come in, and I knew right away, you know, because it sounded like this is what it's supposed to look like. So I'm just thankful to be a part of it.
Pretty amazing that all the players who kind of came here either on 1 or 2 year deals, and I mean, every one of them has worked out and been big contributors. The last game, all touchdowns were by guys who were not here last year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, how we handling business. So, I mean, for us, we just had to continue to do our job each and every week. And, you know, it's been a great journey. It's a team effort. So the coaches do a great job putting us in position. And it's on us to go out there and execute and get it done. And I think you got to see kind of flashes of that last game when we do it right. It looks the way it did, and we had the biggest challenge of our lives and of this season for sure in handling the Patriots. So it's going to be got to continue to have a great week of practice like we have been doing. And we got all the other stuff out of the way, so it's all football from here.
How do you guys avoid the whole Patriots mystique, the fact that they've won 5, they've been there 8 times, and for a lot of these guys in this locker room, it's the first time?
Yeah, I mean, like, at the end of the day, like, all that's all, like, you know, you have all the respect in the world for them because, like, they're kind of the standard in this league. Everyone wants to be like them. I mean, I was talking to someone earlier. I'm like, Tom Brady's been to more Super Bowls than I've played years in a league. Like, I mean, that's pretty crazy, you know. This is my 70. I think they said this is 8th Super Bowl. Like, you know, that's pretty crazy. So he's a guy I have a lot of respect for. Even though I hate the Patriots, I love Tom Brady. He's awesome. But I think, you know, just for us, it's like, man, like, the situation with it's like we're focused on our goal. Coach does a good job of not letting us look too far ahead. And we have enough vets to understand, like, man, this is just a football game. Everything is kind of, like, out of whack with media and your family and all that stuff. But, you know, when you're practicing, you're getting ready for a game. You know, we're game planning for a game. And when next week hits, honestly, once you're done with all the media stuff, it starts to kind of feel like a game again as well. So that's what it's all about, just trying to keep the main thing, and that's sticking to football.
I know the mystique is a thing that people want to talk about, but you played for a team that actually didn't care about it. Like, that was the cool part about watching it, dude. Like, what mystique? Like,
yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people feel that way, but it's hard to beat them. They have the greatest quarterback ever and probably the greatest football coach ever. Like, it's not easy to go through that. So, but I think everyone respects them. I think everyone, I mean, even Jacksonville last week, they did a great job. But they have Tom Brady on their team. Like, you can figure out ways to stop him, but eventually they're gonna figure it out. You know, it's like an ultimate game of chess. So, like I said, it's a team that you have a lot of respect for, and at the end of the day, they all put their pants on one leg at a time, just like we do.